You might know Luol Deng as a star player for the NBA, but when he is not on the basketball court, Deng is often working on humanitarian projects. One of those projects has led the South Sudanese-born athlete to Washington, D.C., where tomorrow he will host South Sudan Unite. Deng tells South Sudan in Focus reporter Ayen Buer he hopes the event will inspire young people to reject hate and work for peace and reconciliation in South Sudan.
The South Sudan Unite is just an event that it's really a start of something special. I really hope so. It's just to get everyone in the same page, to see where everybody's mind is. We invited different leaders from different communities within the U.S. Mm-hmm. to try to really see what they're doing in their communities and try to get everyone to know what they're doing. I think people don't know that there's so many people out there from South Sudan that are really trying to unite us. And those people are the people that we really need to put up front for the youth to see. And then that's really where South Sudan Unite comes in.
And Luol, when the fighting broke out in 2013, there was a lot of people in the youth who took to social media with some very strong and sometimes hateful comments. What would you say to those people?
I would say, obviously, every time a fight breaks out, there's a lot of things that are not positive. There's a lot of wrongdoing. Every time that happens, there's a lot of things that could be handled differently. Mm-hmm. I think it's really hard for me to tell somebody not to say certain things when they're affected emotionally or some of their family members have been affected. Mm-hmm. What I always try to say is just be patient and just really try to find out what's really going on. And that's where why we're doing the South Sudan Unite. It was very hard for me to reach out to people on Facebook and say, you shouldn't be saying this. Well, they're saying it because of what they're hearing. Mm-hmm. Now, if we're both listening to the same thing and we're hearing the same news that's coming out from South Sudan, mm-hmm. I think then I could sit down and say, look, you're wrong here. This is really how you should handle it. But until we have that, it's going to be very difficult for South Sudan to really unite when everyone is hearing a different story. We need something where everyone could come together and listen to the same news and hopefully have the same outcome and the same direction for everybody, because I really believe all the youth and everyone wants peace in South Sudan and wants to unite. But in order to achieve that, I think we're going to have to go through some hard time. Mm-hmm. And our generation has been put in a situation where this is the time. I really believe that this is the time. And if we're not mature enough or we're not prepared to handle the pain in order to get through to the next phase, I think that we're just going to be in pain and the next generation is going to go through the same thing. So we really have a chance to turn it around and hopefully have a better South Sudan.
And Luol, I just want to ask you, you've already done so much for South Sudan, but what's next for you? What else can we expect from the Luol Deng Foundation?
Honestly, South Sudan is one of those that it's everything that I am, and I really mean that. And I think that for the rest of my life, it's always going to be something. I don't think that, you know, during my lifetime, South Sudan is going to be the United States or it's going to be, you know, the UK or Russia or anything like that. But I think that we could really make a lot of, you know, stride forward. So I really believe that every summer is going to be, or every year, there's going to be something Luol Deng is doing back home, even if it's something as small as spending time with people. To me, that really matters. So it's just, I think it's a cycle that's just going to continue.
That's basketball star Luol Deng speaking with Ayen Buer about South Sudan Unite, event that will happen tomorrow in Washington, D.C.